Hi, my loves. So, today we're going to try something a little different. I normally do script fills because I have an intense amount of ADHD and trying to sit and focus and make fantasies in my head or write my own stuff is very hard because I get distracted very easily. So, most of the time when I do try to do it, it's just a solid 15 minutes of silence. But I wanted to try something today, and I even got myself nice and high to see if we can, relax a little bit. That actually should be kicking in pretty soon. We're going to try a little slice of fantasy mixed with reality, I suppose. we'll see how this goes. I'm not really sure yet. So, you know, when I come over to your place, how I always love to cook for you? Yeah. It's one of my favorite things about coming over. And this is a little bit of a spoiler, I suppose, because now you'll know before I come over next time, which, to be fair, could only work in my advantage. I'm not going to be wearing any panties underneath my skirt. Oh, I'll have my thigh highs and my fishnets and my skirt on, but there's not going to be anything else underneath there. And it's so much fun to tease you with that. When you don't know, and I'm cooking, and we're both drinking a little bit, some whiskey probably. So we're relaxed and calm and just playing with each other a little bit as I fix dinner. You pretend to help, because we both know I'm the person that's going to do all the work. You just get to sit there and hand me vegetables and look nice. And we both appreciate it that way. And sometimes we'll take breaks where I press myself up against your chest and we slowly make out. For just a little bit, just a tease before it goes too far, just enough, just to the point we're both a little desperate to go further, just where you almost are ready to stick your hand underneath my shirt, because we both know I also don't have a bra on. That comes off the moment I walk in the door. If I'm not in public, I don't need one. But then the break will stop. Because, oh no, we're getting too desperate. We still have to cook. And I don't know if you ever wonder why I always make meals that take a little bit longer to cook. Ones that we can leave unattended. Stews and slow cooking meals. Well, there's a specific reason. Because I only honestly do it for you. Most of the time, I'm too impatient to cook those for myself. But I always make them for you. Because that means that after all the prep is done and all the work is done, I can throw everything into the oven or put it on low on the stove, and I can continue to tease you, and we can continue to make out, and you can finally put your hand underneath my skirt and my shirt and grope just a little bit, and that That's when you'll figure out that I'm not wearing any panties. Oh, but you'll still have to stop yourself. We can't fuck in the kitchen. Your roommate's home today. Oh, and sometimes that's so hard. It's so hard. We're both so turned on and just so fucking desperate. We're both almost vibrating from how horny we are and how much we want to touch each other. And honestly, the one thing I want to do is just sink to my knees and rip your pants off and just fuck, have you face fuck the hell out of me. But we can't do that because your roommate's home. And God, we don't want to scar them. Well, we kind of do, but not really. We need a working relationship. So instead, we just tease each other to absolute desperation. Where we're both just can't take it anymore. Can't last any longer without seeing every part of each other. And the food is in the oven, and we can finally just pretend that we're not going to make this absolute mad dash to the bedroom. Just an all-out, reckless run, because we're both so horny and just can't pretend anymore. Can't hold up any semblance of propriety just not being horny, essentially. So we make that mad dash to your room and quietly close the door. We can't slam it. Remember, your roommate's home. And fuck. We both just kind of stop once we get in there and the door is closed and locked. And we're about 3 feet away from each other, just staring at each other. We have each other locked in this intense stare where it's, who's gonna make the first move? Are you? Am I? And it changes. It depends on who breaks first. A lot of times you do, because I'm the closest to the bed, so you just walk purposefully right towards me, and push me back onto the bed, and lower yourself down so we can kiss some more. Fuck. So you can put your hand up my skirt and my shirt. But by then, you don't care anymore, and you just want them off. You want them off now. So I take them all off. I strip for you. Oh, except for the thigh highs. You like those. Especially if I'm wearing lingerie. But most of the time, I'm completely naked except for the thigh highs. And you take your time just staring down at me. Just drinking me in. And I just, I squirm underneath your gaze. Cause it's too intense, it's too much. I can see all the affection that you have for me in your eyes in those moments. It's not just affection, it's mixed in with a fuck ton of lust. But there's affection there as well. And I squirm until finally I can't take it anymore. And I lift my arms up and I grab your face and make you kiss me more. And then sometimes, because I'm really bad at asking for what I want, I get very shy and I just can't do it. And I'm grateful that you're aware of that, because you don't torture me too much with it. Instead, you'll voice what you want, and you'll ask me to do things for you. Which, most of the time, it's exactly what I was thinking, but just didn't have the gumption to ask. And you'll ask me if I can go down on you. Fuck. And I don't know if you're aware, because I don't think that you want to admit that you know this, but going down on you is absolutely one of my favorite things to do. Fuck, I love it so much. And I don't know how to describe how and why I love it. It just, God, there's something about it that gives me the power, because your pleasure is now in my hands, and it just makes me this absolute desperate fucking slut. Like, having your cock down my throat just makes me this whining, moaning mess. I always drip all over the fucking floor and the bed sheets when I go down on you, because it turns me on so much. So much. So, you'll ask me, and I will enthusiastically say yes. And I always ask you how you want me, because there's so many ways that I can go down on you. Oh, and they're all so good. Fuck. Because I love having you lay on the edge of the bed, because then I can kneel on the floor and look up at you as I suck you off. But then I also love it when you're standing and I'm on the floor, because there's this inherent power dynamic to it where I just feel, oh, fuck. I just feel like your desperate fucking kitten. God, oh my God. But then, I know what your favorite position is recently. You like it when I lay on my back on the bed, with my head hanging over the edge of the bed, because then you can throat fuck me as deep as you want. Turning me on so much. And I know you love it, because I can take you deeper than any other position, and also you get to look at my entire body stretched out in front of you while I do that. You get to see my full tits and my absolutely dripping pussy. And I know you're gonna try to reach for my tits, because you fucking love playing with my nipples. You like twisting them and biting them and sucking on them. But I'm gonna slap your hand away, because we both know I just got my nipples pierced 2 days ago and you can't touch them right now. And it's another form of teasing that just absolutely drives me wild. Because I know you want to touch them, and I know you're almost whimperingly desperate with the fact that you can't, because they're too sensitive, they just got pierced. But you just look at the barbells and you can't handle it. So I tell you, you can touch every other part of my breasts except for my nipples. You can bite, you can leave bruises, you can leave marks. Just don't touch the nipples. And just that small piece of power that I have over what you can touch, it's almost too much for you. You squirm and you, oh, you're so close to begging, but you can't. And I'm still laying there with your cock in my mouth, just fucking deep throating you, and you can hear me gagging, and I can't breathe, and I'm choking just a little bit too much, but I don't want to pull off. I don't want to let you go. I don't want you to leave my mouth. Oh God. Oh shit. But eventually eventually we both get too desperate because you know you want to be in me. You don't want to finish in my mouth. This is the first time we've seen each other in a week, and you just can't take the thought of not finishing inside me or on me. God. Oh. Fuck. So, you pull out. Oh, and I always whine when you do. Because it almost feels like a punishment. Oh, and you're not inside me. And you flip me around on the bed so that my legs are hanging off the edge. And I'm on my back. And you can stand there at the edge of the bed and pull my thighs up and push them into me so that my knees are touching my ears almost. Because we both love bending me in half. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Because you can thrust so deep like that. And that's exactly what you do. No warning. Oh, no fingers, no prep. You just sink right down into me. Oh, fuck. And we both just kind of black out for just a minute, just a second, because it feels so good. It feels so good to have you inside of me. Oh, God. And at that point, neither of us know how long we're gonna last, because we can both feel it right there. It's so close. And neither of us are patient enough to wait. We just want to finish. We just want to chase that rush. Fuck, until we both fall over the edge and just let the heat consume our bodies. And just let go. So that's essentially what it is. This mad, frantic, thrusting dash to the end. Just looking up at each other with just locked eyes and open mouths and just panting. Because neither of us can do anything else. We're so focused. Focused on finishing and making the other person finish. Making the other person feel so good. Oh, God. And it just builds and builds and builds. Oh, God. And so we both have to close our eyes because it just gets too much. It just gets to be too much. It's just so much feeling and so much sensation. Oh, God. And then finally, the wave crests, and it's just this long, drawn out, finish. And we both come down, down, down. We're just sitting there panting. Oh, fuck. You're generally laying on top of me. We're both breathing heavy. Just panting, trying to come back to reality, trying to come back to each other in a different way, other than just being buried in each other. And then we open our eyes and we look at each other. Just smile because it feels so good, and that release, just being with each other and letting go is just so much, and we've been looking forward to that for so long, for a week. We finally got it. We finally got each other. And now, every subsequent time for the rest of the week, every other time we fuck for the rest of the weekend, I should say, we're able to just take our time and enjoy and indulge in the specific things that we want, rather than that absolutely frantic, animalistic, just fucking that we have when we need each other. We need to feel each other again. So we kiss and try to come down. And then, of course, by then, one of our phones is going off because the food's ready now. Oh. But we're going to come back to this feeling later. Either later tonight. Oh. Or later. Tomorrow in the morning. Oh. Just grinding into you when we wake up. See, but now I could just keep going. I could just keep going about, oh, all of my favorite things to do. But it's already been 21 minutes. And I have other fills to edit. And to make sure I take out any blank spaces during this. I actually have a ramble fap that I completely recorded, but haven't released because there's a lot of empty air for me focusing. And more than anything, the important part, I got a little personal during it and I need to edit that out. Wouldn't be good to release. Not right now. So maybe that'll be up soon. But for the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this journey, this sojourn, this experience through my fantasies. Just moments that I love to have with you. Ooh. So, maybe if this is liked, I'll do another one later. And I can reminisce on the other things that I like doing with you. All the other parts of your body I love to explore. But we'll see. So I hope you have a wonderful day or evening, my loves. Take care of yourselves. Drink some water and be kind to yourselves. Have a good day.